Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe, especially to the truck drivers that are out there tonight delivering the vaccine to 145 locations around the United States. And everybody that's working out there tonight, along with the truck drivers, thanks for the job you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go to Parler, the Captain's America. You can also go to Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And before we get to our caller, here's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And here's something. We had a caller during the break from Atlanta, and I was talking to the caller and was asking, well, what can we do? What can we do? And I said, have you got a car? Yep. I said, load the car up with voters on January the 5th and take them to the polls. If you got more than a carload, take the second carload. If you need a third carload, take the third carload. But get them to the polls and get them to vote.
Well, absolutely right, Captain. And, of course, one of the ways to try to overcome any fraud that could be attempted in this election is to try to overwhelm it with legitimate votes.
Yep. Now, we are going to go to the phone lines, and we've got our good friend and the professor emeritus of the show up there in Indiana, Dan the Man. So, Dan the Man, am I wrong?
Well, you're absolutely right. That's why I called tonight. I was going to compliment you, and I was going to tell the listeners, the country is going to survive. You know, I run into people just like you are. Oh, they're going to take my guns away. You know, they're going to do this. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a lot of things, but they're not going to take your guns away.
Nope.
All right, they're going to raise your taxes if we don't hold on to the Republicans in the Senate.
Yep.
They're going to end fracking or close to it if we don't hold on to the Senate. You know, oil will not be a future in this country if we don't hold on to the Senate.
Yep.
And there's all kinds of things you can go on, but what I want to tell the average, I have people tell me all the time, well, they're going to take, if you're that concerned, make the leather hit the cement, go out there and walk it, go ahead, contribute money to your local party, your state party, the national party. We had a United States of America before Donald Trump.
Yep.
And we're going to have a United States after Donald Trump.
And here,
but it's us, up to us.
And here's something else. About 40 years ago, the Cloward Piven, well, maybe it was 50 years ago now. I forget. It's been a while. It's been over 50 years, I believe. Back in the 60s, the Cloward Piven strategy was developed. And a lot of people laughed and said, oh, there's no way that's going to happen. And the fundamental transformation of America. It's all Alinsky's rules for radicals. No, none of that's going to happen. They have been working on that every year since the beginning of this coming out and us finding out about it. Now, the problem with all of this lies in also with the education system, the schools. They have been actively trying to teach these kids in school stuff that you and I, remember we had courses in civics, courses in government, courses in American history and all that?
Right.
Do they have many more?
That.
Do they have many more?
No, they don't.
Thank you. Thank you. Big mistake.
I told a friend of mine I graduated with a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between our teachers and the teachers now? Our teachers brought in real world experience.
Most you bet.
Of my teachers were World War II veterans. The young teachers today, their only worldly experience is Thursday night pitcher night off campus.
Yeah.
That's all they got.
Yeah.
So what, you know, I think you're doing a service tonight. I would like, this goes out to the state of Georgia. I know you have an affiliate there.
I got several affiliates there.
You get a hold of your governor and you tell him January 5th, every poll, every precinct, voting area in Fulton County gets a state trooper there.
Mm-hmm.
The show of that trooper walking there will be enough to scare people.
Yep.
Well, at least put a little bit of fear into them.
Well, I will bet you there will be uniformed law enforcement present, and it won't be the Atlanta PD. It'll be the sheriff or the state trooper. You are right.
You know, that's the only way you can curb some of this. Not all of it, but you can curb a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in Georgia, you go to your state legislator or your state senator, and you tell the governor, we're going to get rid of these paper ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can have an absentee ballot. That's one thing. But these paper ballots where you're sending three or four to somebody that's been dead for 20 years is crazy. You
mm-hmm.
see what happened. That's what powers us as Republicans and as conservatives
yep.
and as constitutionalists. We know where we went wrong on this one.
We do.
And we're not going to make the same mistake twice.
No. And for the people that are out there that say, well, you know, people are having to work time and a half and 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week and all that. They don't have time to get out on the pavement and do this and do that. Really? How many of those people you think were in Washington, D.C. over the weekend had full-time jobs and worked 5 or 6 days a week? I'll bet half of them, based on the people I know that went there by the busload.
You got to make time if you want your freedom and democracy. If you want
okay.
your liberty, you got to fight for it.
All right, Dan, I'm coming to the break. I got to let you go, but thanks very much for the call and thanks for the vote of confidence.
Okay, Captain. Talk to you later on in the week.
All righty. And that's Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. And he is a college professor extraordinaire. We call him the Professor Emeritus for a reason. And I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You you hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And Mike Gallagher is back from Atlanta. He'll be on the air live from right around the corner from where I'm sitting, about 25 foot away, in his palatial studio here at my home in Tampa, Florida, on the radio. And in the times that we're living, someone needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 to put it right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them that I sent you. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. They'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or your office to do the job. You'll get a lifetime warranty, and $100 will be put in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you, me, Captain Matt Bruce. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready and able to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get $100 dumped right in your palm of your hand for doing that. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
All righty, right on cue. Okay, to the telephone lines we go, and we've got Ian on the telephone line. Okay, good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Well, I got 3 quick comments, but the first thing I want to say is I'm not your enemy. I didn't call up to argue with you, and I'm, believe it or not, I'm on your side. I just got a different take on things. Okay, look, don't take this personally, but every top of the hour you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Yeah, that's great. But you're wasting your time, because there ain't no more United States of America. That flag that you pledged to represent a country that isn't even around anymore. I mean, and liberty and justice for all? Where's the justice for Donald Trump and his supporters? That's an empty bunch of garbage, man. Okay? So, you know, don't take this personally. And now here's another comment. You want to talk about succession? No, succession, succession, succession. I got news for you, man, everybody out there. It already happened. It started happening in 1965 when they rammed open borders down our throats. Did they ask us for that? No, they went ahead and did it. They succeeded. You talked about injustice for all, the jail, Christian country. They took devotion and Bible studies and prayer out of the school in 62. Did they ask us about that? No, the ruling class seceded from us. The gold standard, they took us off the gold standard. Did they ask us about that? No, the ruling class seceded from us. They've been seceding from us for the last 55 years from now. They keep seceding from us, and these jerks turn around and accuse us of being secessionists. Dude, they seceded from us. We never went anywhere, and they keep on seceding from us. Turn on the media. They want us dead. They call us deplorables. Mm. They want us to go away. They're replacing us with a foreign-born population, and every year our numbers get smaller. You talk about secession? They're the ones that are practicing secession.
Okay.
They seceded from us consistently.
Okay, anything else? Anything else? Anymore. Anything else?
Yeah, we can't vote our way out of this mess. Thanks, bye.
All right, well, we will vote our way out of this mess because it's still more of us than them, and that's the only way we can do it, right, Kyle?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, unfortunately, okay, as I said when the woman called me in Georgia or from Georgia during the break, I told her, I says, okay, you got a car? Yep. Load people up in the car, make a trip, make two trips, make three trips, make whatever, get the people to the polls and vote. Here's the thing. If there's anyone out there that doesn't think this election in Georgia won't be the most scrutinized race that's ever been held in America, then you don't have any idea what's going on here. Not only will, like Dan suggested, the state police and whatnot, I happen to know that there's going to be FBI agents at a lot of these poll sites that are going to be standing there. You aren't even going to know who they are. They might be a poll worker, and they're going to be watching and waiting for something, anything to happen. And when it does, boom, gotcha.
Well, again, because, you know, we've seen a lot of these tricks now, and we know exactly what to look for and those who are involved in that. But, you know, to go to a little bit what Ian was talking about, again, he's talking about the political class.
Yep.
That we were mentioning earlier.
Yep.
And so there is this great divide, and the only way to fix that is to make sure that you vote for the people locally and for your state legislatures, and put just as much scrutiny on them as we do on the national race.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, is there anybody other than me that doesn't realize that some of these protesters that are out there are getting paid at least $15 an hour to be out in the streets, the Antifa group and some of the Black Lives Matter people and all that? So when people say, well, they're not working, they don't work the hours we do, want to bet?
Right, well... Well, again, but see, but it shows just how important it is.
Yeah.
To cause that kind of chaos.
Yeah. They're out there and they do their plotting in the morning or during the earlier hours of the daytime to come out and do whatever they're going to do at night. Okay, I'm going to let us in for a little treat, but he needs to tone it down a little bit tonight, too. Okay, Todd in Tampa, 60 seconds, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won this election in a landslide. You don't have to be a Phi Beta Kappa from Harvard to see that tomorrow they're going to certify corruption. You can't certify corruption. And let me tell Fat Boy Christie something. Go have another donut, okay? Donald Trump won in a landslide. I don't care if the judges don't want to hear it. I don't care if anybody doesn't want to hear it. When you cheat in Milwaukee, when you cheat in Detroit, when you cheat in the machines, when you cheat in Atlanta, when you cheat in Philadelphia, Donald Trump won in a landslide, okay, Fat Boy? Okay? That's the bottom line. Donald Trump won in a landslide this election. Now, you can certify corruption, but the Lord Jesus Christ said the same thing today, yesterday, and today. Donald Trump won this election fair and square in a landslide till y'all cheated, okay? And that's the bottom line, and we're not conceding anything, and we don't care what you crooked electors do. Your senators and you House representatives should certify Donald Trump the winner in a landslide victory. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. He was looking at his watch, Kyle.
Exactly.
All right. Now, here's the deal. Okay, we can do something about this, and we have to start right now. It all starts at the local level. all these elections, all these people that move to the county level, from the city level, from the town level, to the state level. By the way, where's the problem at that we're talking about? It's at the state level, correct?
That's right.
So consequently, you need to start taking a really close look at the people that you've elected as your state representatives, whether it's a legislature or legislator, rather, or a senator. Here's the deal. We've got five states right now: Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada, where the questions have arisen. Every one of those states, now I'm not so sure about Nevada or Michigan because they're Democratic states, but every one of those states has got a legislature that could have been called into session either by the Speaker of the House, for example, or by the governor. That's my understanding. Is that yours?
I believe so, yes.
And here's where the rubber meets the road. If those states haven't done that, why in God's name would you elect the same people back to the same office when they didn't do what they should have done to begin with? Why? That is stupidity. Get rid of them and put people in that will do the job of we the people. They work for us. It starts now. It should have started before. But a lot of people thought, well, we don't need to do anything. I don't need to get involved. My vote does. All the stuff you heard. Yes, you do. Every single last person listening to this program needs to understand that it's about us, every one of us, we the people, and we need to get involved, and we can take control of this country. We can make the changes that need to be done. We know about China. We know about North Korea. We know about Russia. We know about Iran. We know about all this stuff. So guess what? If we know about it, we can do something about it. Again, take the time and the effort to put the right people in at the state level and the local level, and it will start to solve the problem sooner rather than later.
Well, exactly right. And it just means there needs to be a fundamental shift in our priorities on
right.
When it comes to our
democracy. And we've already talked about the schools. I mean, we've already talked about the education. Do you have, what, two kids in school?
I do, yeah.
And what are they learning? What are they really learning?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. Every once in a while, especially at the high school level, it's getting back to me about some of the things that some of the instructors will say and so forth. Our oldest is going to be going to college in early next year. There's a lot of things happening like that. But again, it also is important in the home to make sure kids understand what's really right before they get out in the world.
There you go. It all starts in the house. All right, hold on. And folks, we'll have something to say about that too. You know, God, country, honor, religion, patriotism, it's all part of the scenario. And we've gotten away from all of that over the years because we've allowed it to happen. We've sat there, every single one of us, and in some way or another, allowed it to happen by doing nothing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The director of the Centers for Disease Control has given the go-ahead to begin vaccinations against coronavirus. Robert Redfield signed off on the recommendations from the CDC's advisory committee Sunday, meaning shots could be administered as early as Monday. The FDA commissioner says he hopes vaccine deliveries will be on time to hit that mark. Dr. Stephen Hahn tells CNN that hospitals are ready to vaccinate their workers.
Well, my hope, again, is that this happens very expeditiously, hopefully tomorrow. We've seen the vaccines go out. We've seen the press reports of hospitals waiting to vaccinate healthcare workers and those most vulnerable, according to the recommendations of the ACIP and the CDC. So it would be my greatest hope and desire that that occur tomorrow.
Vaccines began to leave the Pfizer facility in Michigan on Sunday morning, bound for hundreds of vaccination sites across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. Now, don't forget the telephone number. The 24/7 number is 877-245-6707. That number again is 877-245-6707. You can call them 24/7. You will get a live person. And the website farahandfarah.com is spelled F-A-R-A-H. farahandfarah.com, 877-245-6707. All right, and back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read an email I got here from Johanna. Johanna said Vice President Pence will preside over both chambers for the counting of the votes on January the 6th. If one member from each chamber objects in writing, the session recesses for 2 hours while the separate chambers debate. Both chambers must then vote. Both chambers must approve the objections or it's overruled. with Democrats controlling the House, there's absolutely no chance the objections will be upheld. Well, that's true. I totally agree with you. And even in the Senate, I think it would be highly doubtful because of the fact I don't think all the Republicans would vote in lockstep for any objection that would be filed. Do you?
No, I really don't. I really don't. I think that they're, at this point in the game, I think people are looking at their own political futures, basically.
Well, that's part of it. Plus, they're looking at where their money comes from. And again, follow the money.
Well, sure. And again, the fact that the courts haven't taken these cases up, really, there hasn't really been a hearing. Even Rudy Giuliani has been talking about the idea that, well, if you could get into a court and have it heard, there could be, you know, something different happening, basically. But none of that is happening. And the narrative is becoming overwhelming. And so, again, you know, you've got a lot of people out there, Captain, I think, obviously very passionate, but they're very angry about what they see happening. But they're looking for, you know, more information about this, and they're not getting it from the so-called mainstream media. Some of the alternative media, perhaps, but not in the mainstream media, and that's where the critical mass
And again, you have to be very careful about when it comes to the alternative media, that you understand that some of the people in the alternative media take a legitimate news story, and then they turn around and they write the news story as an editorial piece or as an opinion piece, and it's no longer news.
Well, right. No, you're absolutely right about that. And I suppose maybe I should clarify. Basically, we've seen a lot of ratings bonanza now for places like Newsmax, for example, mm-hmm. as opposed to Fox News. So a lot of people are turning there because they're one of the only ones that are really covering the story each day. And so now, of course,
yeah.
You know, people want to know what's happening with the election right now.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about where we're going to go here. GOP lawmakers are planning a last-ditch effort to challenge the presidential results. We get that. The president has vowed to keep going in his election challenge. We get that. The U.S. Supreme Court has been asked to decertify Biden's win in Arizona. We get that. They've already pretty much sent a message per Alan Dershowitz that they told the president, don't count on the courts because they're not going to roll over or decertify. Certify any votes. And, of course, Chris Christie's name was mentioned. He said that Trump's election challenge is an absurdity. Well, that's his opinion. And, again, that's an opinion. Mike Lindell at the rally on Saturday said Fox News had to be in on it. Well, again, that's an opinion. That's his opinion. That's not a news story. That's an opinion. And Dick Morris has said the Dems preeminently intimidated the Supreme Court on packing. Well, they probably did. But, again, that's an opinion. That's not a news story. You can't, it's me saying whatever, it's them saying whatever, and it's not anything other than an opinion.
Well, right, then again, because the facts of the case haven't really had a hearing.
Nope.
And until and unless that would ever occur. Now as we move on through the future, there's going to be a lot of, about this that will continue to come out, I think.
Sure.
And it'll be one of those things of, well, this is what happened, or this may have happened, and there'll be all kinds of theories about it, but it won't be the official thing, and we won't see on January 20th, we're not going to see Donald Trump get inaugurated. We're more than likely at this point going to see Joe Biden get inaugurated.
And, you know, the Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, is urging passage of the Gang of Eight's $908 billion relief bill today, the stimulus bill, because that will be on the docket to vote on today.
Well, right. And again, you know, everything aside about the election fraud, et cetera, there are real people right now, Captain, who are hurting so badly. They're going to be closing their doors or losing their job because their boss is now closing their doors because of the COVID-19 shutdowns and the economy issues. And so now we're talking about real people just needing to survive. Mm-hmm. And that goes beyond the election issue.
And the other thing is that Eric Swalwell, now there's an interesting story all by itself. This guy here, he's dirty. We know he is. He got caught with his hands in a cookie jar, although we'll just say his hands instead of something else. But the fact of the matter is how easily, how easily it was to corrupt a member of Congress. Swalwell should have gotten some lessons from Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy on her staff for over 20 years. Remember that?
I do. I remember that. That was a big story then as well.
And Democrats don't seem to like the Russians, but they sure are attracted to the Chinese, especially their money, because they're dumping money in their laps all the time. Now, Smallwell's quite the hero, remember now, because he had a sexual relationship with a pretty Chinese spy out of love for his country. What a tool. I wonder if his wife thinks he's a hero. And he was married at the time.
Well, now, of course, as far as I know, the official line from the Swalwell camp, of course, is that they're not commenting on any kind of official relationship of any kind. But that being said, of course, again, it looks very bad, and it also goes to show that, again, if you have someone who's touting the Russia hoax and downplaying China, now it all seems to sort of make sense. And again, this is not, they didn't just target Swalwell because he's so incredible and this all kind of thing. They target a lot of politicians.
Hundreds of politicians across the country, whether they were at the federal level, the state level, the county level, the city level. We know that because of the mayors that were involved. And, oh, by the way, don't be surprised if there weren't some corporate executives in the mix, too.
Well, sure. And you know what this is an example of, Captain? It's an example of the world can be a very bad place, and you have some bad people who want to do bad things, and they're willing to do what it takes. Mm-hmm. And this is coming out our country all the time.
And China, okay? Think about something for a minute. The Chinese today are behaving a lot like Imperial Japan and Germany did back in the 20s and 30s, and even Italy. Remember that?
Right.
They're slowly but surely implementing their globalist domination scheme and using their military to enforce and defend it in different places around the world. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. They're down in South America.
Well, sure. That's exactly right. They have geopolitical designs that are extraordinary. And so, again, this is the kind of thing. This is why we got diverted into Russia for 4 years.
And Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe told Maria Bartiromo this week that the Chinese Communist Party is conducting a massive influence campaign aimed at dozens of U.S. lawmakers and their staffs that involve attempts to blackmail or bribe them. The reason you're using women is because they wind up having an affair. Some of these guys are married, and they go, hey, we're going to tell your wife.
I know. It's the oldest trick in the book, almost.
You bet it is.
Yeah. So this is, again, but whether it's whatever influence is trying to come and literally attack our democracy, we have to be unified about this, and we have to be very clear-eyed about it. But, again, a lot of this, and Nancy Pelosi the other day trying to downplay the whole thing about Swalwell. I mean, this is ridiculous. Why wouldn't she be just as outraged as anybody else would be?
But the problem is elections have consequences, however they won them, whether it was fair and square or whether it wasn't fair and square. Elections have consequences. We've got to get it right. And by God, the next time around, we better make damn sure that we got our ducks in a row and get rid of these damn voting machines, change the laws in the states with election reform. And I don't care who has to eat what.
Exactly.
All right. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Call or hang on. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there and see what they have to offer and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on us right there, because that's what you'll get when you go in there and say, hey, man, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and they were talking about you on the radio and said I could get me a cup of coffee. And guess what? You'll get it. And consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, because you'll get points for the fuel you get at the fuel pumps. You'll get points for the food you get in the restaurant, for the supplies that you get in the store. And it all adds up. Just ask Catwoman and Road Dog. They'll tell you. All righty. And here we go. This is an oldie but goodie. Haven't played this in a long time.
She tried to take me upstairs.
it's the Rolling Stones, and that song is 45 years old. Hard to believe, 45 years old. It's a honky-tonk woman, and I'll tell you what, that's an oldie but goodie supreme. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, absolutely, yeah. That's good old-fashioned Stones right there.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, and bluesy, yep. Too, rootsy. That's good. Yep. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the weather here. A storm tracking across the southern U.S. and the Gulf of Mexico will shift into the southeast on Monday. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected along the storm track with some snow over the central Appalachians. And then out west, the next Pacific cold front will sweep into the northwest on Tuesday with more rain and mountain snow expected there. In the meantime, this system, as it develops and goes up into the southeast, is going to go up the east coast as a major winter storm, another nor'easter that will likely impact portions of the middle Atlantic and the northeast through midweek into the weekend. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, as you mentioned, Captain, up in the Pacific Northwest, especially in the area of Seattle, we're definitely seeing rain there right now, and it looks like rain is going to continue on literally through next week. So very, very wet up in Seattle, Washington right now. As we head over towards Idaho and Montana, we've got winter weather advisories that are covering a large part of middle Idaho, basically, and then on over into Montana, covering the area of Helena and Butte, Montana. In Great Falls right now, they've got fog, and it's 13 degrees right there, so very, very cold. High wind warnings going on just west of Laramie, Wyoming, if you're traveling across I-80, so be careful, especially if you have a high-profile vehicle. And then also near the Great Salt Lake City, winter weather advisory as you travel down south, southward through Utah on I-15. And also, if you're coming across I-80, this will be in northern Nevada, winter weather advisory going on there. Winter weather advisory near Reno, Nevada, and also covering the Yosemite Valley area. And we'll finish up with a wind advisory near Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, and that snow goes all the way to the Wyoming border along I-80, all the way from Reno east, all the way over to just about the Wyoming border east of Salt Lake. Now, we have got in the upper Midwest, we got some winds in the central part of Wisconsin. Tonight we've got a gale force advisory up along Lake Huron, Lake Superior tonight in the Great Lakes, and moving on down, some winds to the eastern third of Oklahoma, as well as the northwestern part of Arkansas. Now we have got a high wind advisory from about Beaumont, Texas, all the way over to just about the middle of the state. Okay, so it's going to be along I-12. It's going to be along I-10. We've got a gale advisory along the Gulf, all the way from the Mexican border around to Houston. And then we do have some windy conditions that'll take us all the way around to Tallahassee, Florida. This is the system that's developing in the Gulf of Mexico that is going to move up into Georgia, and it's going to move up into the Carolinas a little bit later this week. We still have some lingering snow along the Tennessee-North Carolina line, as well as along the Virginia-West Virginia border and the southern central part of Pennsylvania across towards Harrisburg and up into the Poconos. And that's what we got right now, and it even goes into the western part of southern New York around Poughkeepsie, some winter driving conditions. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, and that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And from Kyle Warren, we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We started out this morning, there was a breaking, developing news story, and I haven't heard much about it since. An oil tanker somewhere off the coast of Saudi Arabia had some sort of external explosion. Now, many said that they thought it was a mine. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, it's likely the Houthi rebels. This is a tanker that was actually filled with gasoline.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so there's been some damage to the hull. But there's conflicting reports because they also said it's full of oil. But nonetheless, they have measurement tools to determine the levels, and they have not lost any of the either oil or gasoline, but they didn't say there could not be a leak of some sort. But there was also one last month, too. But remember, we have the Brits that are and our Fifth Fleet that are supposed to be monitoring that waterway. But, you know, we'll see. It's the tanker is 84% full. So now that they're estimating that the price of crude and gasoline will now go up because of this.
That's what they want.
But anyway, that's where we are with that.
Okay.
Nobody's talking other than it happened.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was gathering about what was going on. Now, we're going to talk quite a bit about the Electoral College after the top of the hour, but very quickly, got about 30 seconds here. States did a lot of last-minute changes right up until the week before the election when it came to some of their election laws. Now, some of them may have been legal, some of them may have been illegal, some may have been unconstitutional, but so far nobody is willing to make any decision on it at the court level.
That's right.
And that's where we're at. And for the people that keep going, well, it was illegal, how can I do this? Well, until the court decides to hear it and make a decision, that's the way it is.
It looks like Michigan's the only one that's willing to listen. Even the Supreme Court wouldn't listen.
Yeah, and by the way, the U.S. Supreme Court has been asked to decertify Biden's win in Arizona. That might be talked about today. We don't know because, again, there's so much going on today. There's going to be law cases just everywhere today before the Electoral College votes, correct?
Perhaps.
All right, hold on. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And caller, hang on. We'll get to you when I come back here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.